welcome to today's episode of The Traveling Introvert, talking about doing business, traveling, and being an entrepreneur. So what I realized is I haven't yet really done one on traveling. So I kind of wanted to talk about the fact that I have an upcoming trip. When do I not? But I have one flight of at least 14 hours, but really my whole trip is about 30 plus hours from getting picked up at my hotel to reach my final destination hotel. One transfer shuttle, two layovers, three flights, and crossing 13 time zones. Whew. So what I want to do is talk a little bit about my prep when I pick flights. It's something I enjoy doing. It is time consuming. I have been known to book a different flight just because of the type of airplane, for example, or the configuration, or the menu of the airline. For example, some airlines like ANA Airlines from Japan, you can go on their website and have a look and see what their menu is for that month or for the next 2 months. And so me personally, I hate cilantro. I don't mind fish, but I'm not a huge lover of fish, and I hate mushrooms. So if it's going to be like a fish and mushroom heavy sort of menu, maybe I'll change flights so I don't have to deal with that. Or bring my own food. But, you know, when it's a 14-hour flight, it's not as easy a thing to do. So, okay, here's what I do. This is just a small part of what I do overall when I'm prepping for flights. I look at SeatGuru, and to see what amenities might be available. I love aisle seats for long-haul flights, mainly because I like to get up and walk around. I don't like to, and also I kind of hate asking people to move so I can go pee or just so I can stretch. Or like keep awake slightly to notice when your neighbor's getting up so everyone gets up at the same time. I happen to be flying with Asiana Airline this time round, and they actually have a page on their site, and I really wish more airlines would do this, so you can see how often you're going to be fared and the time intervals. Great for snack planning and just generally like helping you adjust to time zones, because that's something I find airlines extremely bad about, and more on that later. So also, one awesome thing that Asiana does is that it tells you in advance what movies they're going to be playing. And because I have a lot of English movies, but also Korean, Japanese, Chinese movies. So it's good for you to plan. It also means because I travel so much, I don't go to the cinema as often, but I can see on their entertainment system what they have. So I can plan in advance something I want to watch, but think about it as a 14-hour flight. So I need to plan in such a way that I only watch a certain amount on the way there, so I have stuff to watch on the way back. Because there's nothing worse than like watching everything on the way there, and then you get back and you're like, oh no, I've got 14 hours and I've watched everything and nothing's worth watching twice. Also, what I found out in my research is I'm going from JFK Airport. It only has Wi-Fi for 30 minutes. You can get Wi-Fi for a 30-minute interval. JFK Airport, big international airport in, you know, New York, the city that never sleeps. But you can't have Wi-Fi. I don't know. It's slightly annoying. My positioning flight for this particular long flight gets me in 5 hours early, which gets me in an hour and a half early for check-in. So, and I only have 30 minutes of Wi-Fi. I mean, I can eat. And then, yeah, so much for me trying to get as much work done as possible when I'm going to be like, you know, offline for 14 hours. So I then also look for places to get a massage. It seems like an indulgence. It seems like, why on earth would you want to get massaged at an airport? It's kind of weird and funky. At the very least, I try and do one of those chair massages that do like your legs and your feet, just because to keep blood flowing, and especially during layovers as well, I will do the exact same thing just to help with deep vein thrombosis. I mean, I do wear my little socks, but you know, a $3 massage in a chair can't hurt. And so then that's sort of part of what I do to look up for things for flights. I'll also look at reviews. I've written reviews myself on airlines. See what people's experiences are. I'm lucky, I'm short. I don't necessarily need a bunch of leg room. But one thing that's really good to look for is where the entertainment box is. Because even if you think you're going to have all that leg room, sometimes the entertainment box can take up like a third of your foot room. So if you have the entertainment box and then like I don't know, your little handbag with all your goodies and books and stuff, you're left with very little room for your feet. So it's also good to look at reviews and see sort of where the box might be, especially if you're in the aisles, to see maybe it's better to be on the right side or the left side or whatever it might be. So that's just a little overview of what I do as far as picking flights is concerned. I, depending on the airline, will depend on whether I'd like one long flight or like two or three flights with layovers. There are some airlines that I will not mention that it's better to do the short flights because you don't get fed as much for some bizarre reason. There are some airlines out there that will feed you two meals on a 14-hour flight. And that's including snacks or whatever else they might throw at you. And most of the time I don't like the snacks because it will be like sandwiches with mayonnaise, which is never optional for some reason, and plastic cheese. Not my favorite. So also though, if you are looking for, oh wow, I just realized how long this has gone on already. If you're looking at flights and you do have layovers, don't just pick any layover because not all airports are created equal. Some of my favorite airports to lay over in are Incheon in Seoul. Oh my goodness, you get like free beds and free iPads and blankets and oh, it's lovely. And I like Hong Kong Airport. That's kind of nice. Istanbul, that was also good. Obviously, everyone says about Singapore. Yeah, pick carefully and pick the times of day because some times will be busier than others. Also, when thinking about your flights on those layovers, remember that in some airports, you will have to go through security again. So 45-minute layover and you have to go through security, ain't gonna work. No matter how efficient they are, because if it's a whole plane load of you, at least 20 to 30, if not 80% of you are all doing that, it's not gonna work, it's not gonna happen. So just be careful with that. Yeah, I could go on forever about flights and picking flights and planes and airports and arriving early and checking information. But as an introvert, check all these things because it is about your comfort and flying can be, it can be a great time to finish that book, some magazines, download some. I've kept like magazines that or things that emails that I wanted to read and I just haven't read yet, and I keep it offline and then I get to read it on the plane. Electrical points, they're very useful because you think you are going to do some work on the plane and then you find out there's no plug socket, so your 14-hour flight then becomes really long because you were going to get work done and now you're not. On the other hand, maybe you shouldn't work through the flight. That should be a lesson to me. Today's episode was a bit of a ramble. If you want any information on searching for flights or how I do it, please drop me a line on introvert@thetravelingintrovert.com. I look forward to hearing from people at some point. Email me, message me. I want to hear your voices. I want to hear what troubles you, what you think about, what you worry that no one else thinks the same way as you. And have a good rest of your week. I look forward to doing the next episode for you guys. Thanks.